The Teen Arts Podcast is part of the Teen Tech's Press Corps newsroom. You can call us TAP for short. The Press Corps works to connect teens to arts journalism opportunities. We're Ava,
Huma, and Catherine.
We think youth voices are important, and we love art. That's why we've created this podcast series, with the hopes to explore how the world around us and art intersect.
Listen as we delve into Mirror Stage's work to address gun violence through art in this three-part series.
What's on tap?
Today, we are going to meet a few of the actors.
As a freshman in high school, I've always had earthquake drills and fire drills. Now, I also sit in the dark, silent, for lockdown drills. I'm not the only one concerned about the safety in our schools.
Makes my gut just kind of twist.
This is Eloisa Cardona, an actor in the Mirror Stage series, Expand Upon Gun Control. Mirror Stage commissioned two playwrights, Amontaine Arore and Sienna Mendez, to write plays on the topic of gun control.
The first mass high school shooting began, which was Columbine. I was watching that in my home, holding an infant daughter. My husband is a teacher. So for me, this is very pertinent.
This issue is clearly very important to her. Eloisa is very different from her character in the play In My Good Christian Neighborhood by Sienna Mendez.
She actually leads the Pledge of Allegiance in a classroom, and at the end of it, she picks up a gun and she cradles it like it's a very precious thing to her. Okay, that's a very, very strong image there of that whole juxtaposition of God, country, and my gun.
Rather than an infant in her arms, her character cradles a gun like it's a baby. Angie Bolton is also part of the Mirror Stage project. Bolton tells us the magic that a stage reading offers to an audience.
And it's like you're reading. I think it gives your, as the viewer, listener, like when you read a book, you're free to extrapolate in your own mind what the person looks like or what the characters are going to, you know, be like. And I think with this, even though you're seeing the actors, because it's not set with costume, you have more imagination to flow with as you're watching the production, because it's really about the words.
Gun violence isn't a recent issue. From the Texas Tower sniper in 1966 to the Las Vegas shooting in 2017 to a shooting in downtown Seattle as recent as January of 2020, gun violence has been a topic that's often seen on the news. Not only is it heard about on the news or radio, but it's all over social media.
It's very concerning to me, especially as a person of color, to see how gun violence is almost not taken seriously. You know, I'm very happy now that we're in the land of media where everybody has a camera on their phone that it's being documented more. Because people have turned to me and said, oh, wow, this is happening so much. And I've said, where have you been? It's been happening all the time. It's just that people have phones in their hands now and can document it. It has never stopped.
But this technology isn't the only thing fueling a gun-centric society. The U.S. is the home to the largest percentage of guns per capita and an influential entertainment industry. James Bond, a Hollywood favorite, can often be seen with a gun. 007 is commended for his use of gun violence while defeating his enemy. Andy Tran speaks to how Hollywood actually glamorizes its violent heroes.
I mean, I guess it also doesn't help that sometimes we glorify people. Yeah. Like, you'll see those, like, high action movies where they're, which are fun to watch, you know, but it also doesn't help that the hero of the story gets things done with a gun.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's always the solution rather than talking or connecting or finding out why somebody made a choice that they made.
Double standards around guns are not just present in Hollywood.
The point is made in one of the plays that if all the people of color got armed all of a sudden, the NRA would want to change the rules.
Yeah.
And I just cracked up because that's something
that
I've thought about a lot. It's like, when we all go out and get armed, they're gonna say in the well, we don't want this anymore. You know, so it's like, ugh, that stuff drives me nuts. The hypocrisy.
For Teen Arts Podcast,
we are Ava, Huma, and Catherine, tapping out. Thanks for listening to this episode of our three-part podcast series. The Teen Arts Podcast is a part of the Teen Ticks Press Corps Newsroom, which works to connect teens to art journalism opportunities.
Music by the Steve Griggs Ensemble, produced through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. A huge thanks to our teaching artists, Marcy Silman and Daniel Gunther, and to our partner organizations, Mirror Stage and the Jack Straw Cultural Center, as well as the Teen Programs Manager at Teen Ticks, Mariko Nagashima.
You can find us on teentix.org/blog. That's teentix.org/blog. Thanks for listening.